Good morning, 7:38 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, Santa Rosa Superintendent Dr. Karen Barber, who spoke to our Leadership Santa Rosa class on Thursday and mentioned that she was having a meeting later that day with a bunch of local municipalities. Milton Police Department, EMS, Gulf Breeze City, the Sheriff's Office, even NAS Whiting Field, I think, was in this meeting to talk about school safety, all relevant stakeholders in that question. Dr. Barber, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Is that about right? You met with all of these organizations on Thursday to talk about the Guardian program?
Sure did, Andrew. Good morning, and thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. So how did the meeting go?
Great law enforcement agencies at the table. All focused on school safety, and we look at the entire safety program of the school district. But one of the things that we did discuss is the Guardian program and the various options that we've discovered through our due diligence to determine if any of those options is a good thing for Santa Rosa School District, and we'll add another layer of protection. So what we've discovered is out of 67 counties, 34 school districts have a school resource officer, a sheriff's deputy, in all of their schools. 34 out of 67, and Santa Rosa happens to be one of those. So in addition to the $1.4 million that we spend on school resource officers from our Safe Schools allocation, our school board from our general fund contributes another $1.7 million so that we are able to have that school resource officer in every single one of our 35 schools. So the Guardian program is an extra layer on top of that. Now, in some districts, they can't afford to put an SRO in every school, or the sheriff's department doesn't have the capacity to do so. So for those school districts, they may use some sheriff's deputies, and then they use guardians for the remainder of their schools. So out of 67 counties, there are 14 school districts that have SROs in every school, plus the guardian program on top of that. So the guardians supplement the already existing very strong safety program in those school districts. So we are looking at those 14 school districts to say, in addition to our SROs, is there something those school districts are doing that would enhance our safety program? And so our meeting was about our findings. So we're looking at the various options for the Guardian program for school districts. They would be Marion, Sumter, Okaloosa, and Walton are similar to Santa Rosa in size. And so we looked at their programs with the SROs in every school and then some implementation of the Guardian program.
And did you find in that review and did the law enforcement partners, did you find that there was an improved safety capacity? What was the takeaway?
Well, they really haven't had to use their guardians for an assailant on campus. Mm-hmm. That is the main focus of the guardian's responsibility, is to apprehend an assailant if they are on a school campus. That has not happened.
Right.
I spoke with all four superintendents in those school districts, and they have various sizes. So there's quite honestly not an enormous amount of interest in having guardians in schools, meaning that there aren't a lot of people that apply to be a guardian. Most of these school districts, according to superintendents, were either retired law enforcement and they went through the application process with the sheriff's department,
yeah,
or they were existing personnel that are already school board employees.
So even in the districts like ours that have all SROs but then also add the guardians unlike ours, it's not as though you have an SRO and 14 guardians at every school. It's an SRO at every school and then throughout the district a handful of guardians. Is that a fair way to characterize it?
Yes, it's fair.
Okay. So did those superintendents, what did law enforcement think about this? Was there any sort of consensus that Santa Rosa does intend to add the guardians, or with Santa Rosa, you guys believe that we're set how we are?
I'll tell you, and this is I appreciate everybody and their honesty and their expertise in this field, because I'm an educator. My staff and I are educators, and so having law enforcement weigh in on this, they're certainly supportive of whatever our school board and I choose to do as far as the Guardian program. I think all of the entities that met that day believe that we have very safe schools, and that our school district has the capacity, along with the Sheriff's Department, in ensuring the safety of our students. They're not opposed to some variation of the Guardian program. And so so what we've done now is to charge the Sheriff's Department with determining, you know, what would a timeline be? When would we take applications up for the program? When would training occur? And so we're kind of mapping out what our next step would be. And then, of course, I have to meet with each of our school board members to brief them on the Guardian program. And that would be a school board decision if we move forward.
Okay, and I'm only summarizing what you said, but I just want to make sure that I understand it properly. At this point, there's no felt need particularly for the guardians. However, they're not opposed to it if the school board wants to do it. And since this is primarily a school board decision, the sheriff's office and the other law enforcement are going to come back with a plan of how would we add or implement guardians, and then you and the school board will make a decision from there of whether to implement that plan or not. Is that basically where we're at?
Well, all five agencies that met with me last Thursday absolutely agree that our schools are safe, mm-hmm. and that our school resource officers provide that level of safety that we need. But they're willing to, consider adding an extra layer of protection. And so that's where we are.
All right. Very good. Well, that's I know for people who believe in the Guardian program and think that it would enhance safety, I know that's encouraging news to them. What I love also to hear is so much cooperation and, quite frankly, deference and willingness to work together as a team, which is always a really good thing. We don't always see that in interagency interactions, but it sounds like that's a really good thing that we've got going in Santa Rosa. Obviously, last week, the governor made a pretty big announcement that we're going to basically kill off the Florida Standards Assessment testing and move to a three times a year testing. What will this change? Well, first of all, do you support this change? And then second of all, what will this change mean for Santa Rosa students?
Well, Andrew, I'm cautiously optimistic with the change. First of all, progress monitoring has been occurring in Santa Rosa County School District for over a decade. We've been progress monitoring three times a year, just as the governor proposed. We've used a tool called Renaissance. What the governor is recommending is that each school district use the same progress monitoring tool. Mm-hmm. That will allow us to get resources from the state earlier on based on the performance of students. The advantage of a progress monitoring system is that, and our students have already taken their fall progress monitoring assessments. So right now, my staff and I and our administrators and teachers are in the process of analyzing the results of that progress monitoring assessment that our students just took. It kind of gives us a baseline of where students are. It helps us to develop and design our instruction to meet the needs of students, to identify the students that are below proficiencies, those that are on grade level or above grade level, so we can make sure that everything that we do when it comes to providing instruction is based on individual student needs.
And so at this point, it sounds like we don't yet know whether the program that we use in Santa Rosa is the one that will be authorized for all 67 counties. I'm assuming that there are various programs out there. Is that where your concern lies, is, you know, what will we actually use? And if it's a different one, how will that transition look?
Right. Well, it will certainly not be the same one that we're using now.
Oh.
We now have the Florida Best Standards, the benchmark for excellent student thinking. And there are folks at the state level, including teachers and content experts, that are developing those what they call the item bank. So there will be questions for English language arts, for mathematics, for all grade levels, and that item bank will be used to develop this progress monitoring adaptive tool.
Okay.
So it will most definitely be a change. You know, when you get new standards, you get new textbooks. When you get new textbooks, you need to do assessment to reflect those standards that you're teaching in the classroom.
That makes perfect sense. Hey, last thing before we let you go, we're almost totally out of time, but quickly, we hear a lot of consternation about COVID numbers and cases in schoolrooms among children. Where is Santa Rosa County for the school district right now in terms of the rates of infection? It seems like it's a lot better than it has been.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, we were told by medical professionals that this fourth surge would be about a 45-day experience, and I think that's gonna play out. We've had as many as 8% of our children COVID positive. As of Friday, we had less than 1%. We have 29,217 students in Santa Rosa County School District, and less than 1% of those children were COVID positive on Friday.
Wow, that's great news. So down from a point where we had maybe 2,000 or so at any given moment were COVID positive, we're now down to less than 1%, less than 300, which that's fantastic news. Well, that's what I wanted to know, because I know you're on top of it every day. Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Santa Rosa County Schools, as always, thank you for the time. Thank you so much for what you do to educate our children. We certainly appreciate that work.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.